going to be talking about money for the rest of the day, but this technique is 99% of the money because it applies to money as well. But no matter what you want, here are the steps again, and here are the big hindrances to having it work. You must define exactly what you want. You can be specific, general, or feeling good. Clearly define what you want, and when you define what you want, make sure you know, do I really want this guy to invest money, or do I want an investment, or do I want my business to work, or is it really what I want is I want to have a feeling of achievement, that I've created something, that it worked, and I want to be wealthy and respected. That's what you want. Don't tie yourself to saying, through this company and through this guy's investment. That's really ultimately not it. You think that's the best method. So define what you want, but define it in that way, with as much freedom and flexibility and openness to the options that the universe may present itself to you. That's how you clearly define your goal. And it's all about the feeling. Think about what you want, and when you think about what you want, you have to feel good about thinking about it. Otherwise, that tells you that you're thinking about the lack of it, and you're thinking about all the reasons why it probably won't come in. You're doubting, and your level of belief is down. So you must focus on what you want, but feeling good about it. No timeline. Have a lot of emotion. The best emotion is anticipation, like it's Christmas, it's already in a box, you've seen the box, it's under the tree, and when Christmas Day comes, it's already there waiting for you. And start feeling and anticipating this, what you want, as if you've already achieved it, that you already have it, as if it's already here, and you're relishing it right now. If you're right here in this moment, doing that with something you want, this second, as you're listening to me, if you have something you want and you're doing that, you're putting out a beam, you're transmitting a vibration of what you want with complete anticipation as it's already here, and it is going to come rushing toward you. What you want wants you. But if you're thinking that thought of what you want, and if you're completely unclear of what you really want, that means the beam is very weak. If you're clear about what you want, but you're not feeling that good, and you're having doubt, that means you're focusing on the lack of it and the fear of not getting it and the fact that you don't have it and you don't know how you're going to get it. And that's the doubt that stops the process from working. Does this make sense? You can have, be, or do anything and everything you want. It's available to you. It's right in front of you. This is a technique that must be activated by you. Because initially, all of you have a big, huge ball of negative energy, and you all have negative patterns of thinking. You've established multiple neural pathways in the brain that aren't working for you to your advantage. They're not creating what you want. They're giving you in life what you don't want. Everything in your life you've created with your own thoughts. Not with your actions. You've created it with your thoughts first. You've created everything in your life with your thinking. That's the fact. So you can create anything and everything with your thinking as well. Let me say that again. You've created everything in your life right now with your thinking. Do you want everything in your life? Do you like everything in your life? Well, you've created it, which means you can create everything you want for the future. You create everything anyway. Nothing happens by chance. Everything that will happen to you for the rest of your life, you will create with your own thoughts. Whether you like them or not, it's what you're focusing on. Whatever you really, 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 really want, you'll get. And whatever you really, 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 really don't want, you'll get that too. Because if you think you really want something, the problem that most people have is when they really want something, their focus really is on the lack of it, that they don't have it. Therefore, they create more lack. How do we know if you're thinking on the lack or on the anticipation of getting it? How do you feel when you think about it? If you feel good, you're thinking about getting it. If you feel bad, you're thinking about the lack of it and you're stopping yourself from getting it. That's how it works. So you must always monitor your feelings. Feelings are the key and the most important. This technique will work for anything and everything in your life. If you want a relationship, if you want a better relationship, if you want a relationship with your kids, your friends, family, if you want a better job, more money, if you want better health, this works in the physical body just as well. Physical health, weight, energy, anything to do with the physical, lucky things that happen in your life, all the physical things that you could possibly want, cars, boats, planes, jewelry, money, getting out of debt, more fulfillment, learning a skill, anything that you want to be, do, or have. And you know what it comes down to at the end of the day? We talk a lot about stuff. None of the stuff matters. Because when you really start doing this technique and you realize that you can create anything and everything in your life, what it really comes down to is, how do you feel? Who cares if you have 3 Rolls Royces and a private jet and a 200-foot mega yacht and your own island in the Caribbean? If you're depressed, if you got cancer, and you don't even talk to your kids anymore, who cares about all the stuff? The stuff doesn't really matter. What really matters is, how do you feel? Do you wake up in the morning with a smile on your face saying, what a glorious, beautiful day, even if it's pouring rain? I'm living on this planet. I'm enjoying my life. It's like going to an amusement park. Every day is getting on a different ride. Today may be a roller coaster, but how thrilling! So you see, life is like the roller coaster, because when you're going straight down, you scream, ah! But you know you're not going to die. When something bad happens in your life, just imagine that it's a roller coaster going down. And you can scream, ah, but put a big smile on your face, saying, wow, what an experience I'm going to be having. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but it'll turn out just fine. And you'll be exhilarated by the challenge and the adventure that life is. You can have, be, or do anything and everything you want. Remember, you become what you think about. You get what you think about most of the time.